Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. As you can see, we have a new layout, a new setup here. We have consistently been recording for 2 weeks, and we thought, let's just make another step of faith into this journey of Mornings with the Montagues. So we got these beautiful little chairs, and we set up a little office space to record. So yeah. God is faithful. We're excited.
This is actually Dallas's office.
He
works here. He gives classes and makes podcasts. And he had one desk using the whole room, which we tried to make Elijah's room here, but he didn't want.
He did not like it.
Yeah. So
we're here.
There was a space.
Yeah. Awesome. Marcy, what are the verses today? And what is the title of our devotion?
The title is Modern Sabbath.
Modern Sabbath.
You know what? I was thinking about this yesterday. I was watching some videos with my mom while I was with Elijah. And the women were making some food so they didn't have to cook on the weekend. I thought that was a great idea because I hate cooking on the weekend.
And that has to do with the Sabbath?
Yeah.
Did they do it because of they didn't want to work?
Yeah,
like to
exactly.
God or just?
To rest, you know, to rest. Instead of cooking a lot. And they cooked a lot. Mm. Like, maybe I'll do that. Some cooking on extra days so I don't have to cook on the weekends.
I'm a big fan of fend for yourself night.
And you hate when I go to the kitchen on the weekend.
Yeah, I do.
And you call me, come back.
I do hate that.
To play with Elijah.
Waste your time in the kitchen cooking something delicious for us.
So I think having a day that you prepare things beforehand.
That's smart.
The next day, it's godly.
It's godly.
Let's see.
So our verses, go ahead and read this for us, please.
For us to read is Exodus 31:12-17. And the verse here today, it's Exodus 31:13. You must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy.
So modern Sabbath. As husbands and wives, we are overwhelmed with things to do. Although time was given to us by God as a resource to our marriage, it often seems we can't disconnect from the tranny of time. In our busy lives, sometimes we find that time is managing us rather than the other way around. Our trouble with time begins when we start from the wrong place. First, we plan our weekdays of work, family responsibilities, household chores, shopping, and countless other tasks. Then, we approach the weekends with a giant to-do list that further overwhelms us. We have to hit the supermarket, hit the gym, the home center, the shopping mall, soccer practice. Rest? Are you kidding? We have way too much to do. When God created time, he established the Sabbath as an interlude in the bustle of busy life. The Sabbath was the regular weekly time for the Israelites to remember that God had made them a holy people. On this day, they were able to connect with God in worship, prayer, meditation, physical rest, and family enjoyment. On this day, they were to knit themselves together with God in fellowship and refreshment into one another in loving, nurturing relationships. The Sabbath was established and regulated by Old Testament laws. Today, most of us worship on Sunday, as it appears believers did in the early church. See Acts 20:7 or 1 Corinthians 16:2, and then struggle to figure out what we are and are not supposed to do with the day of rest. How do we make the Old Testament concept of Sabbath rest relevant to our lives today? I think that's such a valuable question today. How do we make the Old Testament concept of Sabbath rest relevant to our lives today? For starters, we need to decide together as Christian families that our Sabbath day is the most important day of the week. It's the first and foremost day to set aside as special, different, holy. It is a day of rest and refreshment. It's a day when we gather with other believers to worship our Maker and Redeemer. It's a day when we devote to God for seeking His will in the rest of the week, for the rest of the week and the rest of our life. Instead of a list of do's and don'ts, we need to focus on the purpose of the day and make our decision based on that perspective. It's important, especially in the beginning of marriage, when we're establishing lifetime habits, to plan our lives beginning with the Sabbath. That's what the Israelites did. In observing the Sabbath, the Israelites showed that they had a unique relationship with the Lord and were obedient to His command. The Lord was not to be a burden. The command was not to be a burden. It was a gift from God. We can likewise orient our time to the Lord's day so that we too can enjoy the Sabbath, not as a leftover time squeezed between the other weekday priorities, but as a special day of every week that anchors us to God and sets the pace for each day, as well as eternity. Mm-hmm. I think that's so valuable to put it in that perspective, right? It's not about the do's and don'ts. It's not about what day it is. People, you know, kind of focus on those parts. But if the part is the heart, spending time devoted to God, put the phone away, put the distractions away, and just focus on God. And I am guilty of this. I'm right here where it says, I have so many things on my mind to do. I want to rest on Sunday and the other things, right? Because there's been so many things that happened through the week. And so this is something that I need to apply more. Go ahead.
Yeah, I consider my Sabbath on 2 days of the week.
Oh, wow.
It's Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. I like to rest these 2 days and enjoy family and spend time with the Lord in these days. But it used to be times that I used to serve a lot in this time, and I didn't have any time to rest at all.
Yeah.
So it had to be Monday. But to be gathering with the people of the Lord, mm-hmm. I think we have to take some of our Sabbath to rest in the Lord and seek.
I really love this idea of just setting that time aside and being with God. I remember when I was working, when I went through the program of Adult to Teen Challenge, and then I was an intern, Sunday nights were worship nights. And so we would have a service, of course, in the morning at the church, but then on the facility, we would have a small little, we would watch a message or do something like this and have a couple songs of worship. But after that, you had free time and you could either go play ping pong or play basketball or play cards, or you could worship. And I always took that time. I needed that time. I was trying to rebuild my life again, trying to know who God was. I worshiped on Sunday night always, and it set the tone for the rest of my week. And so I want this tradition in my family too. We don't do this enough, but I want to have this where we have a day of worship, where we have a day. Sunday night is a perfect night to do it. Besides, we go to the church sometimes on Sunday night.
Yeah, sometimes in the morning, sometimes at night. Mm-hmm.
So I love this idea, and I want to establish this in our family because it affected who I am today, right? It built me to who I am today. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God is so faithful in that. And I know that if we do that, if we set that time aside and be with him, it's going to affect our life so, so heavily. Yeah.
This is talking about a whole day.
Yeah.
Right? That yes. You're not going to have a huge to-do list, but mm-hmm. spend the time with the Lord and your family with the Lord to lead your family.
Yeah.
But this is not talking about, for example, the devotional time, the time that you're going to have with the Lord every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That's also something.
Also necessary, right?
Necessary and important, but set aside one whole day to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
And take your family to in this and worship him, think about him, meditate on him, and not in random things, not just like, for example, let's take a Sunday and only watch TV,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think that's foolish. Mm-hmm. You know, it's better to spend this time with your family worshiping God and resting in him.
Yeah.
And Let's read our family.
Let's read our questions here. How can putting aside a day of Sabbath rest first help us plan the rest of our week? Yeah, I think when you dedicate yourself to the Lord, your plans to the Lord, your tasks to the Lord, if you bring everything to him and unwind in him, rest in him, it's so much easier. I know that there's days when I'm so busy, I have so much to do, but if I give God an hour of my day in the morning that I don't have to give on my agenda, but if I make that time, wake up earlier, spend time with God,
it's different.
The rest of my day, it's easy. It's yes. It's incomparable. Even if I'm consumed with work, it's so much better to just get that time in with the Lord mm-hmm. and changes everything. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, it applies the same way with our week. If we give God a day, imagine the next week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's obvious. It's going to affect. It's going to change. Anything else with that question?
No, it's just like our Father, Jesus is our best friend, our Savior. And imagine if you didn't have the time with him. You know?
What if I only gave my wife one day of the week?
Yeah.
Hey, girl, today's your day. The rest is mine.
Like the Bible says, pray all the time. Yeah. It's not cutting off this time that you're going to be praying all the time. But during the days of the week, mm-hmm. we have to work because the Bible also says, like, don't eat if you don't work.
Yes.
Right? It's biblical also to work, mm-hmm. right? So, in praying all the time, but rest, stop working for a day and be with him. It's amazing.
Hmm. The second question, what problems do we need to address to put the Sabbath first? Yeah. For me, I always have a list of things to do in my mind, always running. The list is always running. If it's not about work, it's about house things or family stuff or whatever is going on. And it's so hard for me to just put it away for mm-hmm. Sunday, because in my mind, if Elijah's asleep, I'm gonna work for that hour, right? Whatever it is, but I need to make this time and dedicate myself to God on the Sabbath, mm-hmm. the day that we rest. So that's for my problem, right?
Yes,
my running to-do list. How about you?
Yes, I also have that problem, especially if taking care of the house. I give some classes, but I'm I'm not going to give classes on weekends. But I definitely think that I have to clean because my family cannot be surrounded by mess. So we decided to do just the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. And now I've been thinking about preparing some food, like, you know, Friday. On Friday. So I don't have to cook on Saturday and Sunday.
I like it.
Because I don't like.
Or I could just make barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. If you want.
Good.
But I don't want to cook. You know, I want to be with my family. I want to be with my son. And sometimes we really spend hours in the kitchen.
Because for me, the weekend is the time to be together. Because our schedule is so crazy. The way that it works right now, I start working in the morning. Mm-hmm. I finish at night. And it just, it's hard for us to be together in the day. Like little pockets of time. But the weekend is the time to be together for our family. Yes. Right now, anyways. It's not forever, I know.
Sometimes, for example, Elijah sleeps a little bit in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we should enjoy, use that time to read the Bible, to mm-hmm. pray, you know. And also when he's awake, like to worship with mm-hmm. him, to teach him what it is to worship when we are home and then we go to church too. It's a day separated to the Lord.
Our last question here today, what are the temptations and demands we must overcome to keep the Sabbath a priority? How can we pray for holiness in the use of our time? I want to focus on that second part. How can we pray for holiness in the use of our time? Because there's a difference between using our time halfway for God, using our time not for God at all, and using our time for God in a holy way. There's a difference. And so I want our time with God on our Sabbath day that we choose as a family to be holy. I want it to be set apart, not out of religion, not out of, because we're supposed to, out of a heart of God, out of a heart dedicated to God and being holy, being pure, being just, this has been a running theme in our devotionals, purity, honoring God, loving God with our, respecting him, you know. What about you? What are ways that we can have holiness be a priority in that time?
I think just setting up your heart to be with him and not let anything else come in the way.
Guard our hearts, right? Yeah. Because the enemy is going to come and try to distract. Try to take away that time and make us, oh, the work is so important. You have to work today. You have to solve this problem.
Not saying that you're supposed to not help anyone mm-hmm. on this day.
Don't pick up the sheep if it's in the hole on the Sunday.
Yes, because Jesus Sabbath. Taught us that we're supposed to help the needy or any.
Yeah, it's not about religion. It's about the heart. Yeah. It's about the heart and dedicating ourselves to the Lord. So, excellent. That's a tough devotional today, a little bit about the Sabbath. There's a lot of things involved with that extremely long tradition that has happened and throughout the Bible. And I hope that you guys learned something today about your time with God, dedicating some time in your life to be with the Lord and planning your day, planning your week, and just giving yourself to him fully. I hope that that's something that you guys can take away from this today. Mark, can you pray for us to end today?
Yes. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this time that we can have in your presence and that we can speak godly things and read your Bible, Lord. I pray for blessings all to the people that are listening and I pray for them to be able to rest in you and their Sabbath day, Lord. And be with you and take their families to be with you too, Lord. And have this time that in the way that you would like for us, Lord. Teach us, Lord. We need to know how it pleases you, Lord. How we're supposed to take our Sabbath day and be in your presence. Guide us and guide everyone that is listening to, Lord. Bless all of us, Lord, so we can be pleasing to you. Teach us, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.